Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 5th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Hyundai is the latest auto manufacturer to announce that it is adopting the North American Charging Standard, or NACS, for its electric vehicles and is negotiating deals to access Tesla's supercharger network. The company will start building NACS ports into all new or refreshed Hyundai EVs for the U.S. market in Q4 2024, with Canadian EVs following suit in the first half of 2025. Hyundai will start offering a combined charging standard, or CCS, to NACS adapter for other brands in 2024. Meta has started rolling out the generative AI tools that can create content like backgrounds and variations of written text that it announced last month for all advertisers. Businesses will soon be able to use AI for business messaging on Messenger and WhatsApp to engage with customers. The tools will be available in Meta's Ads Manager, of which the rollout will be completed next year. Comcast and Charter have begun rolling out the first Xumo Stream Box. The spawn of the partnership between the two companies, announced in April of 2022, said to produce a next-generation streaming platform on a variety of branded 4K streaming devices and smart TVs. The Stream Box will combine inexpensive subscription bundles with live television, fast, free, ad-supported television programming, and will include third-party streaming apps like Disney+. At Vox Media's Code Conference last week, ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino said that 1,500 brands returned to X over the past 12 weeks, and 90% of the top 100 advertisers on X before Elon Musk purchased Twitter, X's previous name, are back on the platform. It would appear, however, that those advertisers aren't buying as many ads as they once did. Monthly U.S. ad revenue has declined at least 55% year over year each month since Musk acquired Twitter, and was down 60% in August of 2023, according to ad analytics firm Guideline. In other X news, the social media company has started removing headlines from posted links, which, according to Elon Musk, will greatly improve the platform's aesthetics. Advertisers reportedly didn't like the new format when they were shown a preview of it, but the change is clearly still pushing through. Some feel that the change is less about how things look and more about posting long-form content directly on X compared to linking to it. There was a lot of news that came out with the release of Google's Pixel 8 and Pixel 8 Pro smartphones yesterday, but one newsworthy item that was somewhat overshadowed by hardware and software may be the Pixel's greatest feature. Both devices will get Android OS updates, security updates, and new feature updates for the next 7 years. This industry-leading support window surpasses the iPhone's 5-year window and more than doubles the previous model Pixel's ridiculously short support period of 3 years. According to a post on the Google support site, emoji reactions are rolling out to Gmail users on Android and will come to iOS and web users in the coming months. The process is pretty straightforward. In the Gmail app, open the message to which you want to respond. Below the message, there will be an option to add emoji reaction and then a list from which to choose. The selected emoji will then show up at the bottom of the email. At the Samsung Developer Conference, the company announced a new version of its SmartTag item tracker, aptly named SmartTag 2. The company's second-generation locator device now features longer battery life, more durability against the elements, and a better signal penetration with Bluetooth Low Energy, so you can find it even if it ends up underground. Samsung's SmartTag 2 launches globally on October 10th. Prices have yet to be revealed, but the original SmartTag costs $39. Sony Pictures Core, Sony's high bitrate movie service formerly known as Bravia Core, is coming to both the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. If you sign up for the service, you will be able to buy or rent up to 2,000 movies, including blockbuster hits such as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man No Way Home, Uncharted, The Equalizer, No Hard Feelings, Bullet Train, and Ghostbusters Afterlife, among others. Each title will be available with PureStream, which can stream HDR content at up to 80 megabits per second. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.